W252 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. 7 people are dead in another California mass shooting, this one in the small coastal town of Half Moon Bay, about 30 miles south of San Francisco. That follows the dance hall shooting that left 11 people dead outside Los Angeles. ABC's Karen Travers has White House reaction.
President Biden says in a written statement he and the First Lady are praying for those killed and injured in the shooting in Half Moon Bay, California, and notes that it's the second time in recent days that a California community is mourning after a, quote, senseless act of gun violence. Mr. Biden again urged Congress to move forward on legislation introduced Monday by California Senator Dianne Feinstein to raise the minimum purchase age for assault weapons to 21, writing, quote, even as we await further details on these shootings, we know the scourge of gun violence across America requires stronger action. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
The Oscar nominations are out. The indie hit Everything Everywhere All at Once leads the way with 11. This is ABC News. Jury selection continues today in the trial of prominent South Carolina lawyer Alex Murdaugh. He's accused of killing his wife and son at the family hunting lodge nearly 2 years ago. Prosecutors say he was trying to cover up financial crimes at his law firm. He's one of the highest-ranking FBI officers ever to be arrested. The former head of counterterrorism in the New York office, Charles McGonigal, is accused of trying to orchestrate some help for a Russian oligarch. ABC's Aaron Katursky has details.
McGonigal is facing charges. He took concealed payments from Oleg Deripaska, an aluminum magnate sanctioned by the United States for enabling Putin's actions in Ukraine. He's also mentioned in the Mueller report because of an association with former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort.
McGonigal retired from the FBI in 2018. And if you can, try exercising outside. A new study says people who got their exercise outside instead of indoors showed improved brain activity. Researchers aren't sure why. They say they need to do some more studies. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin is offering a new round of standard response protocol and standard reunification method training. They help schools learn what to do in an emergency and reunite kids with their families afterward. Attorney General Josh Call says the idea is a comprehensive approach to school safety statewide. An event known as the Ojibwe Winter Olympics returns to northern Wisconsin's Madeline Island next month. It's the first snow snake festival in more than 150 years. The federal government shut down the games in the mid-1800s because of gambling. Organizers are working to bring back traditional indigenous culture. There'll be workshops and other attractions. In sports, the Bucks beat Detroit last night 150-130. The Badgers lost to Northwestern 66-63. You're listening to Civic Media Fox Valley.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3, it's Dueling Tangents.
It makes me smile, and you have a piano, but if you play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh, my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Yes. Yeah. I love it. Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Push our button and we might just push yours. Civic Media.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And I just wanted to say good morning to 97.9 FM WGB in Green Bay and 98.3 FM WISS Oshkosh. Tony Evers will lay out his second term plans during his State of the State address tonight. Will abortion rights, Medicaid expansion, and legalizing marijuana figure to be the top issues? You can hear it live on the Civic Media radio station. News director Terry Bell and Todd Albaugh, host of the Todd Albaugh Show, will provide analysts. That's the State of the State address live tonight at 7 p.m. here on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming everywhere on Civic Media app. You know, I just wanted to give some information to the listening audience who may not understand what it's like to live in an urban center, and especially where I live in Milwaukee. And just as people ask questions about what is going on there and why are people acting in such a violent, violent manner, this is just over this weekend from Saturday to Monday morning. These are the Milwaukee police reports from over the weekend. Saturday, the 21st of January, seven people shot. One man shot on 34th and National at approximately 3:30 a.m. A 33-year-old man was transported to a hospital for treatment of non-fatal injuries. Two men shot on 91st and Custer at approximately 12:30 p.m. A 30-year-old Milwaukee man, victim of a robbery, was taken to a hospital for treatment of life-threatening gunshot injuries. The 19-year-old armed suspect was treated for non-fatal injuries and later arrested. Two teen boys shot. One died on 52nd and Clark at approximately 6 p.m. The two teenage boys, aged 13 and 14, were shot and taken to the hospital for treatment for serious injuries. The 14-year-old died. One woman shot on the 17th, on 17th and Glendale at approximately 7:15 p.m. The 37-year-old Milwaukee woman was taken to the hospital and is in stable condition. A 71-year-old man in custody regarding this incident. One woman shot on Wheel and Clark at approximately 10 p.m. 28-year-old Milwaukee woman was transferred to the hospital and is in stable condition, according to police. The incident is domestic violence related. Sunday, the 22nd, 7 people shot. One man shot on 19th and Morgan at approximately 1 a.m. An 18-year-old Milwaukee man was transported to a hospital for treatment of non-fatal injuries. One man shot dead on 40th and Valide approximately 2:30 p.m. The 44-year-old Milwaukee man was pronounced dead at the scene. Two females shot on 18th and Grant at approximately 5 p.m. A 35-year-old woman was transported to a hospital with non-fatal injuries. The other victim, a 16-year-old Milwaukee teen, refused medical treatment that was available at the scene. She is also expected to survive. One man shot on Humboldt and Singer at approximately 5:45 p.m. The 24-year-old Milwaukee man was taken to a hospital and expected to survive. One teen shot on 30th and Valete at approximately 8 p.m. The 18-year-old Milwaukee man was taken to a hospital and is expected to survive. One teen shot on 22nd and Center at approximately 10:45 p.m. The 14-year-old Milwaukee male was transported to a local hospital and is expected to survive. Monday, December 23rd, 4 people shot, 3 shot, 1 man dead, and 2 women injured on Sherman and Hope at approximately 1:30 a.m. The 23-year-old Milwaukee man was pronounced dead at the scene. 22-year-old Milwaukee woman was taken to a hospital in serious condition. The other woman, a 23-year-old, was transported to the hospital and is in stable condition. And one dead, 5 juveniles in custody after an armed robbery turns pursuit crash in Milwaukee. So this last incident, 5 juveniles, 15 and under. Stolen car, got a gun, robbed somebody. Law enforcement chases the car through the city, knowing that these are young people, but they're going to apprehend their man, chase them through a light. They broadside at these high rates of speed, trying to get away from law enforcement. An innocent person dead. This is just a little bit of what, unfortunately, is all too familiar in urban centers across the nation. Guns. Everywhere. Guns. Just had the second slaughter out in California. 10 murdered the day before, now 11. 10 wounded. Now 7 killed on yesterday. Guns. And I keep hearing people say, it's not the gun. Then what is it? People angry, upset. If they didn't have, how does 14 and 15-year-old kids, children, wind up with these guns? Connor, you're younger, a lot younger than I am. You're from Chicago. All these young children, so many young children have these guns. How do they get their hands on guns? I don't understand it. And when you look at the carnage, it's in America. Nowhere else. It's in this country. And yes, those 18 people that were shot in a 72-hour period in Milwaukee this past weekend represent the tip of the iceberg. That's what they do. The tip of the iceberg. And so we've become so accustomed to people being slaughtered, shot down on the streets like the OK Corral. Children with access to killing sticks. And, you know, out of sight, out of mind. This was just one day. That was just one night in the city of Milwaukee that will be repeated over and over and over. And we in this country cannot address what we know should be unacceptable. The easy accessibility to guns. Bill from Oconomowoc, good morning, my friend. How you doing?
Hey, by the way, I have to give you a tip of the hat. I saw you on TV last night. I loved what you were talking about. And I hope they reckon the TV or the local TV stations recognize what you're doing and give you maybe a spot on TV or during the news or whatever to show the impact you could have in our community by just like what you're talking about now, the guns. Kids are killing themselves at a record rate. It's the number one reason for kids losing their life is guns.
Yes.
And when that started, Earl, when it started and the NRA said, we have a right to flood the street with guns and make sure every man, woman, child, and fetus has a gun. We have more guns than people. Enough is enough. We're starting to become immune to this stuff. It's so bad.
You know, Bill, my friend, we are the only nation on the face of the earth that has this problem. So how can it be that, again, the wealthiest nation on earth, supposedly the most civil nation on earth, but yet Americans slaughter each other as if they're slaughtering animals? And we just...
And it's because of... Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
It's because we've let these right-wing nut jobs think the answer to controlling society is to turn it to the Wild West. That's what we allowed them to do. And enough is enough from those people. They got to accept responsibility for all these kids getting shot because of their insanity of, oh, we have a right to own an M16. Oh, we have a right to shoot people. Oh, we have a right. And they say, oh, they don't have those rights. Yeah, start reading some of the rights they have with those guns. Well, no wonder these kids have them. And they refuse to accept the responsibility of tracing the serial numbers, tracing. They won't even accept responsibility to figure out how that gun got in that kid's hand, and it's pretty darn easy. I'm not the sheriff. Go ahead.
No, Bill, you are just so on point. And I get it. You know, I understand that people are saying, well, there are other people who own guns, and they're not killing each other. But when you add up all of what is happening in the environment that these children are living in, and the fact that they don't see any way out, that's difficult enough. But when you add a killing stick to it, then they see the only way out is with the gun. And,
the thing is, if people want, I'll take myself because I shoot competitively. I own a lot of guns. But if I want guns, if I want the right to own guns, I must accept the responsibility to own a gun. They refuse to do that. And here's exactly what I mean. They want you to have a concealed carry. They make a student have 2 weeks of training on how to kill a deer and less than 3 hours of training on how to kill a person. Right there is the beginning of the problem.
Hey, Bill, thank you very much for the call, as always, my friend. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789. What say you? We'll be right back. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk to facts about a Govix.
Orgovyx Relagolix 120 milligram prescription tablets is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact, Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment, a pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Here's your updated forecast. Daytime highs approaching 32 this afternoon. Under cloudy skies, winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 24 tonight, overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Snow likely, highs level off around 30. About an inch of snow tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 31.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
My friends feel as they're up.
You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. So what Bill was talking about was I got a text message during the show yesterday by one of the television stations in our community and asked me my thoughts about these young people dying, and they asked me because last year I created a nonprofit to address young people dying. I don't know if you can wrap your arms around. Last year, 22 children were killed in the city of Milwaukee. 22 children, almost all by gunshots. And, you know, and yesterday or Saturday, this past weekend, eight children were shot. I didn't say hit with a baseball bat or stabbed or anything else. They were shot. And I don't understand how children, some of them who can't get food, just telling you facts, some of them who are hungry, in the United States of America. And so what their hope in many of them is that they've given up on hope. And they don't believe that their lives have any value. In the United States of America, the wealthiest nation on earth, I'm telling you what is happening. I know because I am engaged and have been engaged in this city for almost 30 years in volunteering my time. Working, trying to make things better and fighting to try to save children before they wind up losing their lives. And so anyway, I got the call yesterday. I went and was interviewed by one of the news stations who knew of what I've been doing. And that's what Bill was talking about. I made it clear that one of the reasons why, you know, they the media couldn't understand why these children are dying. And I said, for far too long, we've ignored conditions that produce this kind of environment. And there is no magic bullet. And there is no magic bullet that's going to stop it. But what we do know is that if the government doesn't attempt to control the proliferation of guns that they are now in the hands of children, loaded, that, you know, I don't know where this thing is going to end up. Tom from L.A., good morning, man. Again, how you doing? You say what?
Well, Earl, first, Bill just hit it out of the ballpark, like always, as well as a number of your callers do. I remember, again, when I was growing up in Wisconsin in a small rural area, town of 2,000 people, you know, we had gun safety class, and that was for hunting deer. And for us to not have any type of regulated militia, as the Second Amendment actually says, which people seem to forget all the time, you know, this is crazy what's going on. And I do want for us on the progressive side of the aisle to take back the word woke, and everyone needs to be woke about, and actually use the word the way the definition of the dictionary says, woke, to be aware, that everyone needs to wake up and stop thinking more about themselves than they do about their children. They need to stop thinking more about their gun than they do about their children. I mean, this is just insane. And you know what? Unfortunately, I don't think the guns are out there now. So it's going to have to be something where there's some type of training, gun safety classes or whatever, even for those, weapons of war.
Better yet, stop allowing 15-year-olds, 14-year-olds to have access to guns.
Absolutely. For heaven's sakes. It's absolutely insane.
When there's over a million and a half more guns, 100 million and a half more guns than there are people, you got to ask the question, what's the purpose of that?
There's a lot of people in your audience where we are woke and we do see what's going on. And the problem is the rest of the country needs to be woken up.
Yes.
They need to wake up and see what the hell is going on here. And it has a lot, of course, like I said, I say every day, it's money and politics. That is the, and whether it's money and politics that influences the gun manufacturers and the NRA and everyone else down the line, you guys are all suckers that are just believing what the Fox News and all that with the woke thing says, because they're laughing at you.
Hey, Tom, we're up against the break.
Please,
gotta go to a break.
Wake up.
All right, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. 7 people are dead in another California mass shooting, this one in the small coastal town of Half Moon Bay, about 30 miles south of San Francisco. That follows the dance hall shooting that left 11 people dead outside Los Angeles. ABC's Karen Travers has White House reaction.
President Biden says in a written statement he and the First Lady are praying for those killed and injured in the shooting in Half Moon Bay, California, and notes that it's the second time in recent days that a California community is mourning after a, quote, senseless act of gun violence. Mr. Biden again urged Congress to move forward on legislation introduced Monday by California Senator Dianne Feinstein to raise the minimum purchase age for assault weapons to 21, writing, quote, even as we await further details on these shootings, we know the scourge of gun violence across America requires stronger action. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
The Oscar nominations are out. The indie hit Everything Everywhere All at Once leads the way with 11. This is ABC News.
From Oshkosh to Green Bay and points north, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Police say they can't explain why it was such an unusually violent weekend in Milwaukee. 18 people were shot between Friday and yesterday morning. Two teenagers died. At least one of the shootings was a triple shooting. Mayor Cavalier Johnson is calling on neighborhood leaders to help calm the violence. Wisconsin lawmakers are thinking of using some of the state's nearly $7 billion budget surplus to help communities with PFAS in their water, known as forever chemicals. One idea is to bolster a program aimed at helping low- and middle-class homeowners with contaminated private wells. In sports, the Bucks beat Detroit last night 150-130. The Badgers lost to Northwestern 66-63. You're listening to Civic Media Fox Valley.
What are the governor's priorities for Wisconsin? Tony Evers will lay out his second-term plans during his State of the State address January 24th. You can hear it live on your local Civic Media radio station. Will abortion rights, Medicaid expansion, and legalizing marijuana be the top issues? Your favorite hosts also provide insight by breaking down the governor's address. The State of the State address live Tuesday, January 24th at 7 p.m. here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Are you dreading going into work every day? Do you want a career where you can earn more and feel appreciated? If you answered yes, then Sigma Castings, a division of Sigma Engineered Solutions in Marcus Ann and Jackson, is your answer. They are more than a company. They are a family of dedicated experts that span the continents. Here are a few ways they make you feel appreciated. Entry-level pay is $18 an hour with regular performance reviews. After 90 days, you get 80 hours of vacation plus 11 paid holidays. They will give you a $2,000 sign-on, stay-on bonus. They offer a robust benefit package with low premiums and great coverage, and their 401k will blow you away. Now hiring first shift, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. till 2 p.m. Start your new career today at Sigma Castings in Markazan and Jackson. Find them on Indeed or call 920-260-8560 and wake up happy to go to work.
I'm 54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Before we go to the phone lines, we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, and we're doing something big to celebrate. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Save the date. It's fast approaching Thursday, January 26th. You'll be able to fill out an application for a piece of our giveaway and your chance to work with Civic Media sales team to create a radio advertising campaign promoting your business across our network for free. The $1 million advertising giveaway starts 9 a.m. only on Thursday, January 26th. That's 2 days from now, so you better be ready. The Civic Media, find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and be part of the conversation happening there. Some rules apply. For details on our website, civicmedia.us/million. And be sure to let everyone know you heard about the $1 million advertising giveaway on the Earl Ingram Show. Let's go to the phone lines and my friend David from Mequon. Good morning, man. You say what?
Really quickly, you know, I realize and I respect Tom's views. Do not get me wrong. I'm the same page with him in a lot of things. That being said, California obviously has the stringest gun laws in the United States, as far as the state is concerned. My answer, and you may disagree with it, is that, you know, other places in the world, depending on what the crime is, they just execute the person that if commits these heinous crimes. They don't screw around. When we have a death penalty in our country and they get to be on death row for 25, 30 years, no, they should need to speed it up, especially if it's clear and it's evident they're committing mass shootings. These people, Tom made the point, like, we spend more money on prisons than we do on schooling, which is absolutely correct. And part of it is the system that we have in place is we keep people that do these heinous crimes, they get to live for all these years, and we treat them. Oh, that's my dog. Sorry.
No problem.
Really quickly, that, you know, unfortunately, they need to be. There needs to be firing squads brought back at a federal level, like what we used to have.
But you do understand. You do understand why the death penalties across this nation were repealed. You understand why, right?
Yes, but I think now that we have better understanding with certain things, I think we have to rethink that situation now, especially with mass shootings, that, hey, listen, you know what? Don't even bother locking up the guy. There should be an expedited process. Say, hey, listen, you know what? This is, you know, you did this. This is,
the
you know,
United
we're not going to
give Supreme
you...
Court many decades ago determined that capital punishment was not meted out equitably. And so because of that, it was not, you know, it was not. Well, meet it out fairly.
I get that. So, but what Congress, Bill, I know you see the dog over there.
Okay, I'm quickly, sorry. Dave, quickly.
So really quickly, Congress needs to pass a bill saying if you commit these particular heinous crimes, there needs to be an expedited process.
So do you think that's going to be rationale enough to stop people from doing this? My answer to you is no. Anybody who takes a gun.
Well, I also think they shouldn't be allowed to live for 30 years either, and getting food every day and being housed nicely and getting an education in prison.
Well, the question becomes, how do you prevent, why is there easy accessibility to high capacity weapons and magazines, Dave? Here.
Here, first of all, because it's global.
Killing that's going on
guns.
Here,
you
Dave.
Have China making guns.
Yeah, but Dave, nobody's dying in these other nations like they are in America. So it's not the same.
That's not true. As a matter of fact, Brazil is number one.
Hey, Dave.
Venezuela, Mexico.
Dave, we're talking about developed nations. We're talking about developed nations. Those are much smaller.
Again, they do it very differently.
Oh, okay, so
depending
Dave,
on where you go in the world,
you can say
depending on where you go. Let me finish my point. No. If you steal something, depending on what country you are, they slice your hand off.
You,
that's
you,
what
you,
happens. It, depending on which hand you steal with something,
The hand is coming off. If you rape somebody, they castrate
okay,
that man.
Okay, so Dave, is that what you are saying we need to do in the United States of America?
I think the very thing that
our nation condemns those nations for doing, you are saying that we need to bring that to America. Don't forget, we condemn those nations for that kind of punishment. Okay. Thank you very much for the call.
All right.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for the call. CJ.
Yeah, hi, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. I first want to, I guess, thank you for the hard work that you do put in on a lot of issues that you should not have to deal with, that our country, that society, Milwaukee, should not have to deal with. We got a lot of uneducated kids. Our education system is the pathway for these kids to get out of disarray. But I believe that, you know, the failure or the destruction of the family unit has caused a lot of these issues that we're finally reaping.
So what created the destruction of the family unit? What created that, Dave? I mean, CJ, what created that?
Well, I don't think the family unit is together anymore.
I know. So what created it?
I mean, the statistics are there.
I didn't say I disagree with you. I asked you what created that.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of different issues. You know, there's we could go back to the 70s. People were getting paid to have more kids out of wedlock than they were to stay together.
So you think that's at the root of this? Do you know that almost
I think hate is at the root of this. Kids have been taught to hate authority.
CJ, one in almost two marriages in America end in divorce. So that's happening not only in the black community, it's happening all over.
I never mentioned black. You did. Okay, I'm talking whether it's white, black, yellow, green, you name it. The family structure is important, and we've trashed it. We've trashed authority. You've seen hate distributed. What was a community center being built by the community for the police training, and what did Antifa do? They're trying to burn it down.
Listen, man.
Let me ask
the killings,
you,
the killings that took place.
For you, Earl.
Well, what you
What's
just
that?
Mentioned with Antifa is not a serious question that deals with that deals
well,
with 18
Atlanta
shootings
that
deals
that.
With 18 shootings in the city of Milwaukee. Give me a serious question, and not some pie in the sky Antifa foolishness. What's your question? What's your question?
Oh my God! Well, you think it's pie in the sky, but you remember all the millions of dollars went to Black Lives Matter? Where are they now?
What does that have to do?
Where are they, Earl?
Thank you very much for the call.
Where
I don't have
are
time.
They?
I don't have time for revisionist history. I'm telling you. 18 people. Well, that's not a serious question, CJ. Maybe serious to you.
Serious question.
Maybe serious to you. But it doesn't
Remember,
address...
It was just a phrase. What organization has taken millions of dollars of donations and have done nothing with it. And you're part of the problem, not holding their feet to the fire, Earl.
Okay, CJ.
Where are they to help this
Okay,
issue?
CJ.
Where are they?
Cut them off, man. Because, you know, I still... I'm not going to run from any question. I know CJ is going to call in with a question that has nothing to do with the subject that we're talking about. Young people dying in the streets of Milwaukee have nothing to do with Antifa. Okay? And it is, again, people who have that mentality cannot comprehend where this is coming from. And so he can't be a part of any solution because he's biased and ignorant to what is happening and why it's happening. I haven't dedicated my life over these last 30 years to trying to address this and other problems. And yes, I put in the work. So I don't, and don't get paid for it, because it's not about money. Not for me. It's about the fact that young people deserve a chance to live. And this nation, and the fact that so many are slaughtered every night, and you don't hear a peep about those who have been slaughtered, but you hear about the massacres, like the two that happened in California. But more people die on the streets in this country every night, every day, than the massacres. But the massacres are the things that we focus on. Try to imagine, if you will, the families that have been destroyed over that three-day period in Milwaukee over the weekend. 18 people shot. So when they're shot, the families are in turmoil. When they're actually murdered, children never recover. Families never recover. And in the city of Milwaukee, in the urban centers across the nation, there are no psychiatrists that they can go to and talk to the children. Doesn't exist. They have to learn how to deal with that pain themselves. And so that is why, you know, and I don't do anything for accolades. I don't ever come on this show and talk about the things that I do in my community and that I have been doing, because it's not about me looking to get some pats on the back. That doesn't change my life whatsoever. But I know that these children deserve better. They deserve better. And our country has to do a better job of protecting them. Because after it's all said and done, those children in the central cities, you know what they are? Citizens of the United States government. Just like children everywhere else in this country. They're United States citizens. And so our government's got to do a better job. And we start by controlling access to weapons. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Are you dreading going into work every day? Do you want a career where you can earn more and feel appreciated? If you answered yes, then Sigma Castings, a division of Sigma Engineered Solutions in Marquesan and Jackson, is your answer. They are more than a company. They are a family of dedicated experts that span the continents. Here are a few ways they make you feel appreciated. Entry-level pay is $18 an hour with regular performance reviews. After 90 days, you get 80 hours of vacation plus 11 paid holidays. They will give you a $2,000 sign-on, stay-on bonus. They offer a robust benefit package with low premiums and great coverage, and their 401k will blow you away. Now hiring first shift, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. till 2 p.m. Start your new career today at Sigma Castings in Marquesan and Jackson. Find them on Indeed or call 920-260-8560 and wake up happy to go to work.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 32. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tonight. Lows level off around 24. Snow likely tomorrow. Highs level off around 30. Overcast skies. About an inch of snow tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 31.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789 in Texas, that same number. Tony Evers will lay out his second term plans during his State of the State address tonight. Will abortion rights, Medicaid expansion and legalizing marijuana figured to be the top issues? You can hear it live on this Civic Media radio station. News director Terry Bell and Todd Allbaugh, host of the Todd Allbaugh Show, will provide analysts. That's the State of the State address live tonight at 7 p.m. here on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app. Let's go to the phone lines and Curtis from West Dallas. Thank you, man. You say what?
I say, Earl, excellent topic. Because let me tell you, it's really sad. People like CJ will talk about the money thing about the Black Lives Matter. We don't say nothing about all the money that the Orange Blob got and all his friends got over that wall thing. But I'm telling you, as far as the inner city goes, people have to. I mean, years ago, people cared about each other. Now it's like the young people, they really have no future because. Years ago, when I was a kid, you're talking like in the 80s, we had like little parks that we could go to, and the community had like a little rec area. Now the kids don't have that anymore. They took all the money out of these programs and parks, and now the kids are basically thrown in the streets. And when they're thrown in the streets, the only thing you have to go to is little gangs. And gay little gangs become big gangs. And it's like, as far as like, the reason I'm telling you this is because my godson lives on 95th in the north northwest side. And they shot up in front of his house the other day because somebody next door was targeted. And it's like these guns have to just, they have to do something about the guns. They just have to. Because innocent people are getting shot up.
Well, so, you know, Curtis, and I keep saying this, nobody, not one gun owner, gun rights person, can say to me and defeat me in a debate that the fact that the gun show loophole exists, nobody can say that it makes any sense whatsoever that I can go buy a gun from a licensed dealer, 48-hour waiting period, and a background check before a licensed dealer can sell me that gun. But then I can take that gun and sell it to whoever I want to sell it to without a background check and 48-hour waiting period. How does that make any sense? And so,
it doesn't make sense.
And so people take guns and drive through central cities with guns in the trunks of their cars and sell guns to young people and others. And what do they call it? They call those straw buyers. So they know what's going on. Our country is aware of it. Otherwise, they wouldn't have the definition straw buyer. Otherwise, they wouldn't say a gun show loophole. They know what's taking place, or they wouldn't identify those issues. So if they know that, well, then why don't they close it and fix it?
Well, exactly. Do you remember years ago, remember Badger Guns on 43rd?
Yes.
Was people were buying the gun, and they would go in the parking lot and sell it for three times what they just bought it for, until finally somebody in Los Angeles, one of their cops' friends got, or family member got killed.
Right,
but now
I remember.
And the sad thing about it, people don't do nothing.
Well, here's the other part of that. They made the owner of Badger Guns at the time, then was forced to sell it, and he sold it to his relative.
Correct, his son bought it. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, I mean, come on, man. These things make no sense whatsoever. And am I saying that these things that I'm talking about, am I saying they'll put an end to the killings? No, they won't, but they'll certainly have some impact.
Well, I remember the governor from New York used to say, a broken window, broken glass, starts somewhere. If you start somewhere, at least Joe Biden signed, they actually had a bipartisan on the gun, one part of the gun. But I'm telling you right now, they have to do something, because these little kids, look at that six-year-old kid, goes and shoots the school teacher.
Curtis.
It's just horrible.
Curtis, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it, man. I wish I had more time. But I will say to you all that look up the numbers of people. And it's not just the people in the Central City. You know, if you look at how many people are murdered because of, you know, they've had an issue with a family member, didn't know how to deal with it. And because they had access to a gun, they used the gun to kill somebody. Relationships. Got a problem with somebody. I can't deal with it. So I can't deal with it because I know how to handle issues. I've got guns. So I can erase people. Instead of using your mother wit and the ability that we've all been given to think our way through and deal with the pain, you know, which many of us have to do, those of us who don't have guns, we deal with that, right? And we grow from that, and we learn from that pain. That's the natural way that these things should happen in humanity. It shouldn't be that I can get what I need to have out of this by grabbing a killing stick and killing people. We got to do better than that as a nation. Thank everybody who made the show go. I'll be back on tomorrow. Thank you, Connor. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters.
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner. I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.